Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
You don't need to be physically injured to work on your physical health. In the same way, you don't have to be mentally ill to work on your mental health and well-being. That's where this guy steps in, our personal trainer for the mind, Mara Steepers.
Today, we are playing the game of strengths. And we all think about strength. We think about going to the gym. We think about working out and getting ourselves strong. But they've actually found that our emotional strengths and the attributes that we have are a key factor in being resilient and being able to maintain happiness and experience happiness, as well as deal with and survive those kind of experiences in life that aren't so great. So our strengths are really important, but how do you know what they are? So I thought that today we'd have a look at some questions that we can use to start to actually get in touch with our strengths and start to work out what they are, so that then we can play to them when we need to. So one of the things that we can do to start to develop and start to understand our strengths is to ask ourselves, if I were to ask someone to describe me, what sort of things would they say? What sort of things, more importantly, would I like them to say? If you're asking yourself that question, you're starting to get in touch with what the things are that you value, and they're probably pretty closely in line to what your strengths are. Thinking back, I guess, to a situation that was stressful or you had to overcome something, ask yourself, what attributes did I have that I used to help myself get through that? And you might find that things like creative thinking or being determined, resilient, being really well organized and being able to time manage, prioritize, all of those things are strengths that you can start to draw on. Think about it almost in terms of a job interview situation. It's important to be able to describe what your strengths are and to be able to say what I will be bringing to this position. It's the same thing with our life. Another thing you can do is ask yourself what you like most about yourself. Again, you're going to be getting in touch with what you value and what your strengths are. And then once you start to get to know and what these things are, then you can actually start to build them. Just like going to the gym, you can work on specific muscles. You can actually start to play to your strengths, start to develop more. You might find a situation where you haven't used a strength, but you might be able to next time. So you can go in there with the plan of being able to take a strength into the situation with you, and maybe you get a different outcome.